Unit 1.1.B. The structure and function of the muscular system. Muscles are used to perform everyday actions all the time, and many sports people rely on the power and strength of their muscles to perform at the highest level. In this recording, I'm going to talk about individual muscles, their location, their function, and sports and examples of when they'll be used. I'm going to describe the muscles from the anterior view first. So these muscles include the biceps, deltoids, abdominals, pectorals, and quadriceps. The first muscle I'm going to describe are the biceps, as this is a commonly known muscle. The bicep is located at the top of the arm on the front. The bicep's function is to cause flexion at the elbow. Here are some sporting examples of when the biceps are used in practice. Number 1. The biceps are used to raise a dumbbell during a bicep curl. Number 2. The biceps are used when the arm is flexed when throwing a cricket ball. Number 3. The biceps flex the elbow when drawing a bow in archery. The second muscle I'm going to describe are the pectorals. The pectorals are located over the front of the chest. Their function is to adduct the arms at the shoulder joint, moving the arm towards the body. They are also used for horizontal flexion at the shoulder, and this is moving the arm forwards across the chest. Here are three sporting examples of when the pectorals are used. Number 1. The pectorals are used by a rugby player to hold onto an opponent during a tackle. Number 2. The pectorals are used in the upwards phase of a press-up. And number 3. The pectorals are used by a swimmer when performing a front crawl swim. The third and final muscle I'm going to discuss in this recording are the deltoids. The deltoids are located over the shoulder. The function of the deltoids are to allow all movements of the arm. The deltoids allow abduction, so moving the arm away from the body, adduction, moving the arm towards the body, flexion, extension, and rotation at the shoulder. Here are three sporting examples of when the deltoids will be used. Number 1. The deltoids are used to make a blocking volleyball with the arm straight over the head. Number 2. The deltoids are used when taking a serve in tennis. The arms are raised above the head and allow the movement of extension at the shoulder when striking the ball. And number 3, the deltoids allow the outward movement or abduction during a star jump.
Unit 1.1.B, the structure and function of the muscular system. In this recording, I'm going to continue to describe the location, function, and sporting examples of when each muscle is used. I'm going to describe the final two anterior muscles. These are the quadriceps and the abdominals. So the first muscle I'm going to describe are the abdominals. The abdominals are located at the front of the body over the stomach. Their function is to bend the body forwards at the hips, flexing the vertebrae. So here are some sporting examples which will allow you to imagine the muscles being used. So number 1, the abdominals are used to perform a sit-up. Number 2, the abdominals are used when bending forwards, pull the paddles when rowing. Number 3, the abdominals are used when performing a throw-in in football as the body comes over to release the ball. And number 4, the abdominals are used to roll yourself over in a forwards roll. The final muscle I'm going to describe, and you need to know from the anterior view, are the quadriceps. So the quadriceps are located at the front of the top of the leg. Their location is to extend, or better known as straighten the knee joint, and provide stability to the knee. So here are two sporting examples of when the quadriceps will be used. Number 1. A long jumper would use their quadriceps when driving off the board to straighten their leg at takeoff. And number 2, the quadriceps are used as you strike a football and the leg is fully extended during the execution of the kick.
Unit 1.1.B, the structure and function of the muscular system. There are 6 more muscles we need to know about. These are all from the posterior view of the body, so this is from behind. So these muscles are the trapezius, triceps, latissimus dorsi, gluteals, hamstrings, and gastrocnemius. So I'm going to split these muscles up and talk about the first 3 in this recording and then the last 3 in the next recording. So the first muscle I'm going to describe is the trapezius. The trapezius is located at the centre of the back, just below the neck, and it's shaped like a triangle. The function of the trapezius is to extend the neck by lifting the head upwards. So here are 2 sporting examples to try and get you to picture that trapezius being used. So number 1, the trapezius is used by a rugby player in the scrum when they bind, so as they get into position. And number 2, the trapezius is used in the preparation phase of an overarm throw or a badminton smash. The second muscle I will discuss are the triceps. So the triceps are located at the back of the top of the arms. Their function is to extend, or better known as straighten the arm at the elbow. So this is the opposite of the biceps. So here are a few sporting examples of the triceps being used in action. Number one, the triceps are used to play a backhand shot in tennis or table tennis. Number two, the triceps are used when throwing a javelin and the arm is fully extended. And number three, the triceps are used in the execution or release of the ball in a chest pass in netball. The final muscle I will discuss in this recording is the latissimus dorsi. The latissimus dorsi is the muscle running across the lower back. Its function is to adduct the arm at the shoulder, and it swings the arm backwards and rotates it inwards. So here are two sporting examples to try and make that a little bit clearer. So number one, a tennis player who swings their arm back to hit the ball when serving uses the latissimus dorsi. And number two, a swimmer uses the latissimus dorsi to bring the arms back towards the body during the butterfly stroke. Unit 1.1.B, the structure and function of the muscular system. In this recording, I'll discuss the last three muscles we need to know, and they are all from the posterior view. So these muscles are the gluteals, gastrocnemius and hamstrings. So the first muscle I'll discuss are the gluteals. These are located in the bum. So their function is to flex or bend and extend, so straighten the leg at the hip. So here are some sporting examples of when the gluteals are being used. Number one, a sprinter uses the gluteals in the leg action of sprinting down the track. Number two, a footballer uses the gluteals when pulling the leg back at the hip before kicking a ball. The next muscle I'll discuss are the hamstrings. The hamstrings are located at the back of the upper leg. Their function is to straighten the hip and cause flexion, so bend the knee joint. And here are some sporting examples of the hamstrings being used. Number one, a basketballer will use their hamstrings in the preparation phase of a rebound jump in basketball. Number two, a sprinter will use their hamstrings when bending their legs back, causing flexion at the knee. And number three, another example will be when performing a hamstring curl on a weights machine. The final muscle you need to know, and I'll describe, is the gastrocnemius. So the gastrocnemius, which we might know as the calf muscle, is located at the back of the lower leg. The function of the gastrocnemius is to straighten the leg at the ankle to stand on the tiptoes or point the toes. So here are some sporting examples of it being used. Number one, a gymnast will use the gastrocnemius to point their toes when performing a routine to make the movements more aesthetically pleasing. Number two, a sprinter will use the gastrocnemius when sprinting as they push onto their toes. And number three, a netballer will use their gastrocnemius when standing on tiptoes to mark a shooter in netball. Unit 1.1.B, the structure and function of the muscular system. In this recording, I'm going to explain how muscles work and what is an antagonistic pair. So the human body can make a vast range of movements by contracting their muscles to produce the movement. When a muscle contracts, it shortens in length, pulling on the bone and causing movement. When a muscle relaxes, it lengthens. A muscle can only pull, therefore muscles must work in antagonistic pairs. When working as an antagonistic pair, one muscle will contract whilst the other relaxes. Antagonistic pairs are made up of three components: the agonist, the antagonist, and the fixator. I will now explain the role of each component. So the first component is the agonist. This is the muscle that contracts to allow the movement. It is the pulling muscle as it becomes shorter. Another name for this muscle is the prime mover. The second component is the antagonist. This is the other muscle in the partnership or pair. It relaxes whilst the agonist contracts. This muscle becomes longer. And the final component is the fixator. This is the muscle that stabilises the joint. It doesn't move, but it contracts to fix the muscle to the bone. I'm now going to provide some examples of antagonistic pairs in the body. So one antagonistic pair, and the most commonly known one, is the biceps and the triceps at the elbow joint. So to cause flexion, or to bend the elbow, the biceps must contract, therefore being the agonist, and the triceps relax, being the antagonist. If we switch that movement around and we cause extension, so straightening of the elbow, the triceps must contract, being the agonist, and the biceps must relax, therefore becoming the antagonist. The other most common antagonistic pair in the body are the hamstrings and the quadriceps in the leg.
So to cause flexion at the knee or to bend the knee, the hamstrings must contract, being the agonist, and the quadriceps relax, being the antagonist. Again, if we switch this movement around to try and straighten the knee, or better yet, use better vocabulary and cause extension at the knee, the quadriceps must contract, becoming the agonist, and the hamstrings must relax, being the antagonist.